Okay, one of the main sugyas of Lifnei Iver are in this perek, and the Tosis that I've indicated for you to learn has to do with Lifnei Iver. It's on the Amud Beis, and I plan to talk about it next week. This week I wanted to talk about Kalanda, the holiday mentioned here on the Amud Aleph. And I'd like to, in general, just give an interesting overview. There's no mesechta that the censors, the Gaisha censors, affected as much as mesechta Avodah Zarah. A lot of mesechta Avodah Zarah was changed, or things were removed because of it. You have here on Vav Amud Aleph the holiday called Yom Echad, or Yom Rishon, which is the Sunday holiday, which was the Christian holiday the Gemara is referring to. The old Gemara is called the Yom HaNoitzri, and it was changed. Well, the subject of the changes that have taken place over the years is an interesting one, and it will come up yet in the Masechta. What I want to talk about today is the holiday called Kalanda. Since next week is December 25th, it's a holiday, I always feel it's an important holiday to the Jews, because December 25th falls exactly 270 days after April Fool's Day. And you know, in the time of the Rishonim, in the time of the Gemara, people used to give birth exactly 270 days after conception. And therefore, the conception of December 25th appropriately is exactly 270 days after April Fool's Day, which is the day of conception, if you understand what I mean. The holiday of Kalanda, mentioned here in the Gemara, is an 8-day holiday that started from December 25th and ended on January 1st. The Lashon of the Trumas HaDeshen is Kalanda, is Ches Yomim, HaMegiyin Ad New Year's. The Lashon of the Trumas HaDeshen is New Year's. The old prince of the Ramah called Kalanda that day. And it's an 8-day holiday. And the Seyde Yaakov, HaMaseftes Avodah Zarah, he writes that when the Goyim, the Christians, tried to change Yiddishkeit into their religion, just like they changed Shabbos to Sunday, and they changed Pesach to their Easter, the 8 days of Hanukkah they changed into this Kalanda holiday from December 25th to the 1st. Now, what I'd like to talk about is the fact that Gemara calls it Kalanda, a holiday that starts from La'achar HaTkufa, after Tkufas Tevis. Tkufas Tevis is the day of the solstice, the day, the shortest day of the year, the day when the northern hemisphere is tilted the furthest away from the sun. And that's actually not December 25th, it's December 21st, which seems to be inconsistent. When I'm telling you, Kalanda from December 25th to January 1st seems to be inconsistent with what the Gemara is going to say later on Daf Ches, that Kalanda starts on Yom Tkufas Tevis. And for that reason, I'd like to share with you a bit of history regarding the calendar and the way the calendar is set up. And what I'm telling you is not my own chidushin. This is all Devarim Pshutim, except that people just aren't aware of it. The calendar, the January through December calendar, was originally a 10-month calendar. Now, it's obvious because December starts with DEC, which is decade, which is 10. Just like November and October, octagon is 8 sided, sept is 7. So September, why is it called September? It's not the 7th month. And why is it called October? It's not the 8th month, etc. There was a 10-month calendar until Julius Caesar came along and started the calendar the way we have it. We have a 12-month calendar. Julius Caesar added July and August, the two summer months. July, of course, he named after himself. And probably a summer month, because everyone loves summer, it's vacation. Maybe that's why he chose that month. But he chose July. The second month of the summer was called August after the Augustus was an emperor that came after him. Augustus named the other new month after himself, August. So you have July and August. Now, if you ever wondered why July and August both have 31 days, the calendar basically alternates in 31, 30, 31, 30, except in the summer. So you should know, it's interesting. January was 31 days, February was 30, March was 31, April was 30, May was 31, June was 30, July was 31, August was 30. But it didn't pass for Augustus to have one day less than Julius. And that's why he took a day out of February and added it to August, which is why August has 31 days. People ask me why Punkti took it from February, Vesachnisht. But he took a day from February and he added it there, which is why August has the 31 days. So he created a 12-month calendar. Now, 365 days to the year is not really accurate. The year is 365 and a quarter. It's 365 and a quarter days. So if you have 365 days, every 4 years, you're short a day. So Julius Caesar made a calendar where you have a leap year every fourth year. You all know it was a leap year. The year 2000 was a leap year, 2004 was a leap year, 2008 is a leap year, 12 is a year, 2016 is going to be a leap year. Every fourth year is a leap year, so everything's nice and neat. 365, 365, 365, and then 366 for the four quarter days. And that's the way it was from when Julius Caesar set it up, about the time of Hazar came, about 100 years before the Churban. And from then and on, that's the way the calendar was. What happened is that over many, many centuries, they realized that 365 and a quarter is not exact. It's actually 11 minutes off. It's 11 minutes off. The Rambam writes what he calls Tkufa Shmuel. Shmuel calculated 365 and a quarter. And the Rambam brings Tkufas Ravada. Ravada said 365 and a quarter is not exact. It's off by 11 minutes. Now, what's 11 minutes? Not a whole lot of time. But every 128 years, it adds up to a day. So over many, many centuries, the solar year fell behind with the lunar year. In other words, you can keep on going 365 and a quarter forever, but eventually the seasons are going to fall back compared to the calendar because the sun is going on 365 and a quarter minus 11 minutes. It changes. So in the late 1500s, there was a pope by the name of Gregory. That's why our calendar is called the Gregorian calendar. And Gregory made a cheshbon that we're off. The calendar is off. The 11 minutes a year over all these almost 1700 years have added up to more than 12 or 13 days. And therefore, in October of, I think, 1584, Pope Gregory decided that we're going to skip 11 days. So it went, I don't know which day in October, let's say one day was October 4th, and the Pope declared the next day is October 16th. He skipped 11 days. Instead of October 5th, it was October 16th, and they skipped 11 days. And that was done to fix up all the hefsid of all of the 11 minutes that took place. So there was an 11-day shift. Now, there are a number of important things that you didn't have to know about the 11-day shift. This 11-day shift took place, as I said, in about the year 1600. So first of all, many of you know that there are two nittles. People who keep nittle, December 25th should be nittle. Those who come from Russia have January 6th as nittle. Why did they have January 6th as nittle instead of December 25th? Because the Russian church didn't recognize the Pope. So when the Pope decided that it's October 16th, they said, nothing doing, it's October 5th. And everything was 11 days off. So actually, when October 6th on our calendar came around, in the Russian Orthodox Church, it was December 25th. So that they observed their Xmas on what the rest of the world called October 6th. And they were still 11 days behind. January 6th. They were still 11 days behind, so they were in December. And that's the reason for this double nittle. So, of course, Erlechiyid and Amakbid not to learn on both, because they don't want to chas v'sholem be either. But that's where it comes from. There's something else. I have in front of me the Torah, regular Torah in Aruch Chaim, Simin Kuf Yud Zayin. And he talks about when you start saying the Saint Talumata, when you switch to the Saint Talumata B'chutz L'aretz. And the language of the Beis Yosef is, it's the 60th day of the Tkufa. Beis Yosef, Yom Samach Yavai, B'chov Beis, May November. He says that the 60th day is the 22nd day of November. Im Haya Oisei February, B'chov Ches Yom, Avel Haya February, B'chov Ches Yom, Tia B'chov Gimel November. So a person is sitting and learning the Torah, what's going on here? The 22nd, the 23rd of November, that doesn't make sense. 22nd, 23rd of November, we do it December 5th is our day. That was December 4th, December 5th. So what's going on here? The answer is, now you all understand, the Beis Yosef passed away in 1575 or around there, before Mr. Gregory changed the calendar. So here's November 22nd, when you skip the 11 days that the Pope changed it. November 22nd plus 11 would be, actually it's slightly, it still would be, is it the 4th? November has 30 days, so it would be the 3rd of December. But I guess there's one more day I'll explain to you why in a second. And that's why here it says November 22nd, because of this change in the calendar. So this change in the calendar explains a number of things. Now there's one more nekuda you have to know. What did Gregory do for the future? He fixed things up till now. What did he do to the future? So he made a gezeira as follows. He said, we know that every fourth year is a leap year, but every 128 years we lose a day. So his takana was like this. Every fourth day is a leap year, except the year that's even century. The year 1600, 1700, 1800, 1900, the year that's an even century is an exception. So every fourth year is a leap year in the non-Jewish calendar, except when it's exactly the beginning of a century, well, we have to compensate one year every 128 years. So he compensated one year every 100 years. So the year that's an even century is going to be, break the rule, we'll have seven straight years that are not leap years. Only the eighth year will be a leap year. That was his takana. So what happened the year 2000? Anybody remember? It was a leap year. So his takana was, because you need 128 years. So he said, every century is a non-leap year, except every fourth century. Because it's 128. So the year 1700, 1800, 1900, it skipped. The year 2000, it didn't skip. So actually, this November 22nd, before the year 1900, now we say December 4th, December 5th. Before the year 1900, it was December 3rd, December 4th. Before the year 1800, it was December 2nd, December 20th, December 3rd. Every time that our switching the Saint Talamata goes on the 365 and a quarter schedule, every day that Gregory changed, the secular name of the is incorrect. In other words, in the year 2100, now mark your calendars, after the year 2100, we are no longer going to switch for St. Talamata December 4th and 5th. We're going to start then going to December 5th and 6th. After the year 2200, it's going to be December 6th and 7th. Because any shinoi that was made by Pope Gregory is outside of our cheshbainos. Just like the 11 days he was Mishana, switched it, so to any day that he's Mishana, which is the beginning of a year, the beginning of a century, when he says skip a year, it also pushes it one more day. Otzkol is going to have to reprint the Sidurim with the, they'll have paste and stickers for changing it to December 5th and 6th. But this is the Shinuyim that took place since the Pope's 11 days, really three more days, 1700, 1800, 1900, and that accounts for the continuing change. Getting back to Kalandra, Kalandra is supposed to be the day of the Tkufa. December 25th to January 1st, supposed to be Yom HaTkufa. But we know the solstice comes out on the 21st or 22nd. But the answer is that it's taka off. It's off these days that the Pope didn't compensate. He compensated 11 days, which should get it back on track, except he didn't compensate 3 or 3.5 days. Now, the question is why he didn't. When he corrected it by 11 days, he was still off by 3 or 4 days. So the historians write reasons. He didn't want Pesach to come out before Easter. He wanted Easter before Pesach or on Pesach, but not. He had reasons. But that's pretty much the story of the calendar as far as it affects our halachic differences in the things that we do. What's fascinating is that the Goyim was so concerned with the Yiddish Shas. It's just a fascinating thing. There's a book floating around the shul somewhere. It's a wonderful book about the history of the printing press. And I walked around, I couldn't find it. Someone gave it to me as a gift. I had it here in the shul. He has Dov Pella. You know that the Pope's acid, they burnt the Talmud and they acid it. It's fascinating. Why do we call our Talmud, we call it Shas. Why do we call it the Talmud? Nobody talks about the Talmud. Everyone talks about Shas. Siyama Shas. What do you mean Shas? Siyama Talmud. He has there an English translation of the edict of the Pope. It's interesting. Pope, whatever his name was, acid printing the Shas. He acid, but then it was called the Talmud. He acid printing the Talmud. And the Pope that came after him, or two after him, wanted to change it. But they have a doctrine of infallibility of popes. Popes can't be wrong. So what can he do? He can't say he was wrong. So his edict says, and it has the lashon of the edict, that he decreed that you still can't print the Talmud. But you could print Shas. If you call it Shas, then you could print it the same inside, just as Shas. He didn't write the previous pope as the printing of the Talmud. The printing of the Shas is mutter. That's where the name comes from. The Shas, and it's Hashem. When I talk about it again, we get to some pages that were censored. Hopefully, I'll find it by then. It's a double pella to just read, to read the language about how all these goyim, you know, they got tens of millions of them, and with this little Yiddish mishpacha, and they're so worried about the way we express things. Anyway, this is a little bit of the chag they call Kalandra. Next Thursday night, you're allowed to learn the Chol Hashitas. Those who hold its nittel hold Wednesday night. Is Nittel. So next Thursday night, you're certainly allowed to learn. If you go to sleep early Wednesday night, Thursday night, you could even learn a little extra. Next week, I'd like to do the Yisaitis of Lifnei Iver, which is this Tosis on the Yomid Beis, Dibra Maslo Minayin, and the Gemara that's related to it. Good Shabbos, everybody.